Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. We want to take a look now at the political storm that's brewing in Washington. The Congressional Budget Office, or CBO, is scheduled to release a report this week detailing the expected costs and consequences of the GOP health plan that's designed to replace the Affordable Care Act. Many Republicans already are questioning the accuracy of the Congressional Budget Office. Here's White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer about an hour ago talking about the CBO's previous projections of how many people would end up on Obamacare.
The CBO was off by more than half last time. So it's not, this is not about what my understanding or my belief of the CBO is. The last time they did this, they were wildly off.
Many Democrats, such as Massachusetts Congressman Joseph Kennedy, have been vocal in their opposition to the GOP health plan. Congressman Kennedy, welcome to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Well, first, let's start out with these accusations that the CBO hasn't been entirely accurate before, so maybe they won't be accurate this time. What do you say?
Look, when you start off criticizing the refs before the game's even played, I think you're in a bad place.
But they were, the office was off in its predictions about Obamacare.
Look, there's no doubt that the office, these scores that they came up with are best estimates. But the idea that somehow before a nonpartisan referee, if you will, a nonpartisan analysis is going to come up with their best estimate as to how the policies that are being pushed by one party that are going to infect millions of people across our country, before they even come out and are public, the fact that the party pushing them is trying to undermine them certainly doesn't speak well of what an independent analysis is going to say. And look, the bottom line on all this, we can pick the proposal apart. You can look at all the politics around this, which is terrible. But the fact of the matter is that under this proposal, an awful lot of people around the country are going to get hurt. And that's not what healthcare is all about. That's not what our system's all about. That's not symbolic of the or representative of the structure that we built here in Massachusetts. And that is why I think you're seeing so many people, not just Democrats in office, but hospitals and doctors and nurses and seniors come out against this saying that it's a bad bill and it's going to hurt people they care for.
But hurt meaning what? I mean, does it mean that people are going to lose coverage? What does that mean exactly? Because the president today said that folks are going to see their health insurance rates go way down if this GOP bill was passed. And of course, half the country, you know, supported Donald Trump, and this message of decreasing health care costs and improved insurance resonated with those folks. So when you say people are going to be hurt, how? How are they going to be hurt?
So a number of different ways. So let's take it piece by piece here. So first off, Medicaid itself is the largest payer of long-term care in the country. When we look at what this bill does to Medicaid and what we've heard from Republicans, conservative Republicans in the House, Republicans in the Senate, and the President saying that they might even roll back some of these Medicaid provisions even further, that could have devastating impact for seniors that need long-term care. And that's an awful lot of them around the country. Two, we talk about access to mental health and addiction services. Medicaid itself, again, is the largest payer of mental health benefits in the entire country. This law, this proposal at this point, pulls back mental health benefits from 11 million Medicaid beneficiaries around the country, folks that are trying to get treatment for opioid addiction, folks that are seeking treatment for mental health issues, and a whole wide variety of other services that were guaranteed to be covered now under the Affordable Care Act lose those guarantees. So those folks might lose access to those services. Three, there's additional funding that Republicans put in place to try to say they'll cover these services or other services. There's nowhere near sufficient funds in those buckets to cover all of the things that they talk about. Four, they've heard about premiums. We actually don't have any independent analysis yet saying that this we're going to see a decrease in premiums. With due respect to the President of the United States, there's analyses that have come out to say that some folks are going to see premiums increase by up to 30%. And so we're waiting for this budget score and a more independent analysis come out so that we can have a better understanding of how this is going to impact people across the country. Five, Brookings
wow.
Institution. Yeah, it gets this list goes on for a while, but five, Brookings Institution has said that up to, under their rough estimate at this point, 15 million people could lose their access to the health insurance under this plan. 15 million. So the idea that somehow this is going to be a better plan, just it doesn't pass the smell test. And if you thought it did, then you don't have to rush it through in 36 hours and force members of the House to start voting on it before many folks even understand what's in it. You don't have to be denigrating the independent office of the Congressional Budget Office to understand before they come out with what their findings are. You don't need to be pushing this through, coming down the throats of the American public, or having the President of the United States and congressional leaders just fearmonger about the impacts of what happens if this law doesn't pass. If you have confidence in your bill, you embrace it, you engage in the debate because you're confident that you can win the debate. That's not what Republicans are doing at this point. They're trying to force this through before people understand what's in it, because they know if you understand what's in it, you come out against it. Again, as have doctors and nurses and hospitals and seniors.
Is there anything in the bill you could support?
Look, I think there are in structure some good things here that are maintained, at least in principle, from the Affordable Care Act. So the fact that people can't be denied because of pre-existing condition, the fact that you can stay on your parents' insurance until you're 26 years of age, the fact that there won't be lifetime caps placed on insurance companies, placed by insurance companies. However, when you start to go through the details as to how these principles are then put into practice, I think a lot of them actually, the support there starts to erode. And that's, again, one of the huge concerns that I have as you go through this bill. The structures aren't right. The pieces don't add up. And that's something that became eminently clear as we were going through that hearing for nearly 30 hours last week is, you know, healthcare is contrary to what the President of the United States thought upon attaining office, healthcare is complicated. And influencing one piece of it leads to an outcome someplace else. And you have to understand how the structures work and what the consequences of it are going to be. And so while in theory some of the stuff here isn't so bad, the overarching structure as to what they do to the central promise of healthcare is devastating for families that are trying to do what every single family across this country should be able to demand and deserve, which is a fundamental baseline to be able to provide for their family, to earn a living, keep a roof over their head, food on their plate, their kid in a good school, and save for their retirement.
Now this bill has been moving quickly. It passed through two House committees. Do you think it will get through the House? What are you hearing from your colleagues?
I don't think anybody knows yet. And I think that's largely going to be up to the President of the United States and how much ownership he wants to show over this bill, how much he believes in this bill. And we saw his press secretary today walking away from parts of it. We saw the President over the past couple of hours, I believe, walk away from parts of it, saying that Republicans are putting themselves in a terrible spot on the repeal of the Affordable Care Act. Holding the president to his word on any single policy issue can be a bit difficult these days. I'm not certain what happens. I do think it's critically important, though, that over the days and weeks ahead, that the public really start to dive in and understand what this bill is going to mean for them and what it's going to mean for their family, and that they let their member of Congress know. Because when push comes to shove, this isn't about a debate in the halls of Congress. This is about how a proposed piece of legislation is going to impact families across the country, and if people think they're going to be better off for it, and if they are, then good, you should support it. I think that as people dive into it, they're going to find out that it's going to be devastating for them and their families going forward. And if that's the case, I urge them to raise their concerns as well.
In the last minute we have here, we do know that the president's new executive order on immigration goes into effect this week, is supposed to go into effect this week on Thursday. I'm wondering, we heard from State Attorney General Maura Healey about her plans to join a lawsuit opposing the new executive order. She says it's still a Muslim ban. Do you support her decision to fight this in court?
I do. Look, I think, you know, this is a ban 2.0 is still a ban, and I think it's the wrong signal to send to the world. It's a wrong signal to send to our community. It's a wrong signal to send to our country. It's bad across the board, and I support the Attorney General in it, and we'll continue fighting those policies going forward as well.
Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy, thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.